This is 106.9 The Juice.
This is 102.9 The Rock.
Are you going to look at the camera?
Are we starting? I think we've started.
Yeah, it started. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to tell you guys a bunch of jokes.
It's going to be really entertaining.
We're going to do sketches.
Okay, wait, should we start again or no?
No, we're starting. This is it.
Okay. This is so bad. Should we start again? No, we have to start again, please.
No, this is it. Nope.
All right, fine. So yesterday I went... No, can we start again?
No. Where'd you go yesterday?
I went for a coffee and I think people expect me to be really crazy and zany. And then I was... What? What am I supposed
to... Holding these mics like this is so funny. Keep going. It's fine. It just is what it is.
And I realized how boring I was. And then I went, oh, no worries. Just starting a podcast today.
Yeah.
And I'm actually not that funny at all.
Yeah. I'm also not like, I don't listen to podcasts or watch them. So I don't even really know like what is supposed to go down. The closest thing to a podcast that I watch and listen to is Hive Mind. Shout out Hive Mind.
We love Hive Mind.
But that's not a podcast.
Do you watch it? Do you ever?
I watch it.
I was literally going to ask you, do you do your makeup and listen to it? But
I do the dishes when I watch.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Where you don't have to look at it.
Yeah. Hive Mind is my dishes. I put it right up on the top of the. Open up the cabinet.
Yeah.
Set some plates up.
Yeah.
So they're like up here, and then I put my phone.
Right. Yeah.
Right there, and then I put Hive Mind on.
I was at a show the other day and I was like having a drink after with a bunch of people and I was probably with four people and they were all talking about how the podcast is dead right in front of me. And they were like, yeah, you know, it's just like a dead art form now. Like, I feel like it's had its peak and now like, could you imagine starting a podcast right now? And I was like, no, I was like, that'd be so stupid.
That'd be so...
so dumb. And they were like, just go hammering it. Like, okay, picture a guy and a girl. They're both white. They're sitting on a chair. Okay, say it's Navy. And then they start a podcast. I wouldn't be able to show my face in public for about 25 years. And I was just... I think I left shortly after because it just bummed me out.
I would have left right away. Yeah. Actually, no, I wouldn't have. I would have said, I'm doing exactly that tomorrow. And you guys can go fuck yourselves.
This is the thing. I didn't say anything. But it didn't discourage me at all. In fact, it made me want to do it even more because if this gets 15 views, that is also funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even when my videos do poorly, I think it's even funnier.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
Mm.
You don't?
No. Well, maybe. No, I do actually. It makes me feel like it's super, like the joke that I did is super funny and people just don't get it.
That's what I mean. I'm like, wow, I'm actually just smarter than everyone and no one understands this extremely niche comedy. It's just, it's highbrow is what it is.
It's just something people will never understand, you know? People don't really get me.
Let's do some... hi, everybody. My name's Veronica.
My name's Kyle.
And my name's Veronica.
And my name's Kyle.
And I'm short.
And I'm tall.
And I'm girl.
And I'm boy.
And I'm pizza.
And I'm pepperoni.
And I'm chocolate.
Well, I want to be chocolate, too.
You don't like candy?
No, I want to also be chocolate. Okay. I'm also chocolate.
And we have started a podcast, everyone, and this is it. Ooh.
So let's get into it. Should we get into it?
I'm going to interview you and then you interview me for now.
Let's get into it. Should we get in? No, that's just what I feel like what people say on podcasts.
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
Let's just get into it. I'm very insecure about what just happened about this whole intro.
Let's just get into it.
All right. So
I go first.
Kyle, what's your first?
This is actually legitimate. You just moved here to New York City where we're filming this.
Yes. I just moved here
from
to New York
Canada.
City. From Canada.
You are an immigrant.
Not yet.
Okay.
I guess, because I don't like live here, but I live here.
Okay.
That's the goal.
I mean, you have an apartment.
Yes.
Here, you live here.
Yes, for the time being. But I do want to live here. This is so boring. I'm from Canada, born and raised in a little town in southern Ontario, I guess. Southern, northern Ontario, middle. And my parents are... Polish immigrants. They moved to Canada 5 years before I was born, and I grew up speaking Polish. And
say something. Say welcome to our podcast in Polish.
Dzień dobry. I'm gonna say that. That's hi.
Okay. Say welcome to our podcast.
Zapraszamy do naszego podcast. Okay. Something like that.
You heard it here first.
And then am I supposed to tell my whole life story? Oh fuck! What am I supposed to do? My whole fucking life story?
No, yeah. I was just gonna ask
how it's been living in New York.
Yeah,
I do miss home, but I also am having a great time here, and everyone's really nice. I'm overwhelmed. Like,
can we talk about how you just get recognized every time the three of us go somewhere? Me and Michael, everyone's just like, oh my God, you're from TikTok. And they go,
that's a joke.
That's not a joke. That happens all the time.
It happens.
I have a picture of people taking pictures with you.
Actually, I have this curse right now where whenever we're extremely hungover and I look like shit and ass combined.
I don't get hungover, by the way.
Actually, you kind of don't, but whatever. I just looked terrible, and then someone will recognize me and want to take a picture then, because I don't take pictures very often, but it's then when I look absolutely like I've come from, you know, from the dead, and but everyone's really nice. I did yesterday shout out Brandy Melville. We love them. I'm terrible at fashion. I'm learning. I'm trying.
We'll get you there.
We'll get me there. I'm going to be an it girl.
We'll get you
I'm going to be an it girl soon. And so I went to Brandy Melville because it's just easy. And I'm like, great. You know, I don't support one size fits all. I don't support that shit. I really don't. Okay.
Isn't Brandy Melville kind of like that? Aren't they like small sizes only?
They have one size.
Oh, really?
Everything's made in one size. It's terrible. It's really bad. Did I go? Yeah.
Even pants? Or do they not make pants?
I think pants too. I'm not too sure. I've never bought their pants.
I feel like they have to have small,
but they
large.
Like a good basic, like whatever. So I went in, and then three of the girls knew me and they hooked me up with a little discount.
See, three of the girls knew you. That counts as three recognitions.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, but then now... I was telling Kyle this the other day, where it's now going to my head, where I think I'm more famous than I am famous, whatever. So I get on the subway every time and I'm like showing people my face. Cause I'm like, yep, come say hi. Come say hi. I'm actually really fucking nice, you guys.
I mean, I know you're the star, but people recognize me too. They don't come up to me.
I bet you, honestly,
I'm just more intimidating.
I was going to say that if I knew you from a video with whatever, I would not come up to you. First off, I would not. I'm just shy.
Do you think I have an intimidating face?
Yes, 100%. You're intimidating, but you're not when you get to know. But you weren't to me right away.
People have told me that I just look like a dick just based on my face.
And well, you have a vibe.
Not even that. Just the way I like, you know, stand there sometimes on the train like this.
No, you don't. You stand like this. Wait. So you do it at the bar too sometimes. Of like, it's cool guy. You give off like cool guy.
I don't do
guy.
That though. But it's
you
not
do.
Intentional. But it's not intentional. I'm
That's
not
what
like,
I mean. I think it's because you're shy sometimes.
You know, I'm not like trying to do that. I'm just Slipping by. Slipping on the train, excuse me.
It's, but it does, it's like a quiet power.
Beer, please. Thank you.
Yeah, I'll take a beer.
Could I get one beer? Actually, do you have non-alcoholic beer? I don't really want to drink tonight.
Do you drink non-alcoholic?
No, if I go out and I'm not drinking, I get
seltzer.
Soda water with cranberry juice and a lime. Because it looks like a cocktail.
People don't ask you.
Well, yeah, it just looks like a cocktail and then like I can pretend to be drunk and then I can like go like take advantage of like, you know, drunk girls.
Holy shit.
I'm kidding. I'm like, oh my God, this drink is
crazy.
What's your number? My apartment's only 2 blocks away.
Holy fuck.
I don't do that. I don't even take girls home from the bar. I've never done
that. You'd think someone like Kyle would. Kyle's very, I don't know what the word is. Not picky, but you're very, you just don't do that. You're not a fuckboy. You're the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
You're a...
I think the word is incel.
That's, yep. Write that down. And write that down.
That's not true either.
But I was going to ask you, because first impressions Kyle, why don't you tell them how we met? So we had a lot of questions about that.
I saw a funny video.
Do you remember which one?
It was the basketball one.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a funny video on Instagram of Veronica years ago. Like, not, I mean,
no, like
2021.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Or three years.
Two and a half.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, 2021.
Damn. Okay.
I saw a video. I thought it was funny. It looked like she was in Brooklyn. And Michael and I had been, you know, shooting stuff and just moved here. So we're trying to kind of just... I don't want to say get a crew, but we were just like, you know, interested in meeting people in the scene here. And so I was like, oh, I'll follow this girl and see what's up. Then she followed me back and then we didn't talk on Instagram for probably...
like a year.
No, it's like 6 months. And then Michael and I had this idea for a sketch and he was like, who's a funny girl that we can cast in this? And I was like, oh, like there's this girl, Veronica, that lives here. I follow her. Let's hit her up. And then... I showed your page to Michael and he was like, what? How have you never shown me this girl? She's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And then
he hit you up.
Yeah. I had like not no followers, but just like my friends time. I wasn't like doing videos.
2000 or 3000 or something. And I mean, you kind of were doing videos, but not
kind of like,
not like
just like, yeah, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, Michael hit you up to do the sketch. And then we found out that you were in Canada. Mm-hmm. Not in New York.
Toronto.
But you were like, I'm coming in a few months.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael and I had planned on shooting this other thing. And then she came to visit. You were here for what, a month?
A month.
When you did that?
I was shooting something else. Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we just met up at a bar, Coyote Club.
Yep.
In Bed-Stuy.
Day I landed.
The day that you got here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then, yeah, just... we all hit it off and now we're fucking making shit and...
and now I'm sleeping on our couch.
Mm.
2 times a week.
And, well, we shot Love Machine. I forgot to mention that part of it.
Yeah.
The short.
There's a short. I don't know if people know about it, but there's a short we made. And it was... sometimes we were very good. We work hard, but it was definitely one of those things where we're like, yeah, we'll get to it. And then I had to extend my trip by 3 days.
Yeah. I feel like you were leaving... the next day.
I did leave the next day. We filmed till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And I left the next day. Yeah. But still we extended. And then we started at 9 p.m. even though we did not have to do that.
Crazy.
But classic. And we shot this short that's on No Budge and on Vimeo. It was a Vimeo staff pick. yeah.
I actually got a Vimeo staff pick tattoo once we got that.
Let's see it.
Not right now, but... the second that we got that, I was like, I love Vimeo. I got the Vimeo tattoo.
that'd actually be a really funny tattoo.
Staff pick. I have it.
You have it.
It's not supposed to be funny.
I've never seen it though.
It's because, well, I mean, how often am I fucking
in your boxers?
Yeah.
Michael's in his boxers a lot. Michael's in his boxers showing us the end of Batman.
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight and Batman with Robert Pattinson and Saving Private Ryan when we're all just in on a Saturday night. That's our Saturday night is, and then.
It's just, that's what happens when you're in film.
That's what happens. Guys, that's our lives.
Yeah, Love Machine, we shot it. We hit it, no budge, Vimeo staff pick. Everyone saw it. We show it in theaters.
Michael rented.
The screenings. No, Michael does these film screenings here in New York with an array of short films.
The next one's, if this comes out, November
2nd.
Michael, when's the...
It's the second. It's the first. It's November 1st. It's
November 1st. Follow us or like just look on Instagram. We'll post about it. Yeah, and we shot it and it's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving.
It's going to sell out, so you better get a ticket.
Yeah, so then we shot that and filmed that. And then it was like, I think it was our first time like working together. And there was... The chemistry was, oh my God. Between the three of us, it really, I think we're all like hyperactive and it works well. So, yeah.
Where did you go after that? Did you go from New York to LA?
I moved to LA. I was in LA.
From New York? Or did you go to, you went back home first and then to LA?
I went back home for a month, worked at a cookie shop.
Right.
Shout out Craig's Cookies. And in Toronto. And then I moved to LA.
Right.
End of August, like beginning of September, lived there for until March.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd come here for like screenings and and another short we shot.
March. Not this year.
This year.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
And then are you allowed to talk about?
Yeah, I think
the TV?
Yeah, I can talk about it. Then in March, I booked the lead of a new Hulu Amazon series. There's a Variety article about it, so I think I could talk about it. And it's called Davy and Jonesy's Locker, and I play Davy. And then that was shot back in Toronto, so it was one of those things where classic, you leave home, and then at least like for Canadian artists, that's a thing where the second you leave, they're like, "No, come back. We'll give you something." And then,
but it wasn't a Canadian. It's not like a Canadian show.
No, it's on. We don't have Hulu.
Canadian, director. Oh,
the whole team is Canadian, but like it's going to be on Hulu, which we don't have Hulu. Hulu's only in America.
I gotcha.
So, and then I think I don't know what else it'll be on, but so that's coming out at some point. And then I shot a movie that I can't talk about right now, but
a movie.
But yeah, and then I,
and then you got the fuck out of there, and then I moved here,
and I was like, I want to move here because I like New York. More.
You like New York?
I like New York. I didn't want to say more, but I like LA because we love Brett, we love James, we love Courtney, all my good friends there.
I mean, I still love LA, but I spent 4 years there and was just ready to be somewhere else. And now I've been here and I like both places, but I don't like LA enough to move back there from here. You know what I mean? But I still like them both.
Yeah, for sure. I want to like spend time there and do whatever there. But I think I always tell people, this is my spiel when people ask me. I'm always like, yeah, you know, I like to get a beer and go to a comedy show. I don't want to go for a hike. And that's how I describe that I'm more of a New York person.
Interesting.
Rather than
You know what's funny? I would prefer the hike than beer in a comedy show.
Really?
Yeah, but that's not the part about.
But you don't even get up like
New York.
You'd rather go out like 7 a.m. for a hike.
For sure. A nice like beautiful view in LA hike.
And, like, really?
Yeah.
Rather than like walking around the city with a coffee.
No, that's fine too.
That's what
but
I prefer.
I'm saying I'm not like if I was choosing between a hike or a beer
in a comedy show.
I'm going with a hike.
I'm going with the beer and comedy show.
That's fine.
For sure. So we're allowed to be different.
Yeah, that's the name of the podcast.
Different.
It's called Being Different is Okay.
boy girl different.
And get used to it. Because if you don't, then you're not going to do well in this life. That's the name of the podcast.
So how did, so Kyle, tell me about what you do. What's your job and Kyle is kind of a jack of all trades, some would say.
Mm-hmm.
And what,
a master of none? I'm not good at anything like
you're
really.
You're great at everything.
Oh, okay.
Especially being a great friend. So?
Well, when I was in LA, I was primarily working on music, mm-hmm. production and writing.
I fall asleep.
I worked mostly with this artist who has become a really good friend of mine named Fabo, Phabo. And we put out a lot of stuff when I was out there, which was cool. But when I was there, I was, you know, like still working jobs. Like I worked for Jared Leto, which was an experience.
Can you say that?
Yeah, I'm allowed to say that, of course.
I don't know.
I can't say went down in there. Like I signed an NDA.
What did go down in there?
I can't say.
Can you give us one story? Did anyone hear that? My throat just went.
They probably heard that. Yeah, I don't know. There's so many. Maybe that's something we could get into at a later date. And we can make a clip.
Give us
like,
something. A
I don't
little
know.
Something.
I can't think of something specific. There's so many things. You know what I will say, actually? Jared Leto gets a really bad rap. Bad rep? Bad rap?
Bad rep.
Bad rep.
Reputation.
Yeah, but I feel like people say bad rap.
I feel like that's just a speech impediment.
Damn.
And it's rep.
Look it up.
It's definitely bad rep. Reputation.
Yeah, but I feel like sometimes, it, I don't know. Anyway.
We could keep talking about that.
I feel like, I'm looking it up.
Okay, go. I have a password.
Yeah,
do you know it?
Yeah, I think so. In recent years, bad rep has occasionally been accepted since it's so widely used, but bad rap is the original phrase. So it's best to stick with the latter.
Did I say, I wasn't really like dying on any hill. I was
yeah,
just
you
like,
kind of were.
No, I wasn't. I was like, I literally said, you can go back. And everyone said, this is what I said. I don't care.
So anyway, I feel like he gets a bad rap and people think he's weird. And like, you know, there's just all, I feel like often like stories about him that people are like, he's such a weird dude. He did this for this movie, whatever. But he was like genuinely super kind. Very like when he would like come down to, you know, be in like the sort of like office setting. I never felt like intimidated. There was never any sort of, I don't know. There was just no weirdness. Like he was just like actually a really cool person. And then on top of that, the like weirdest thing is that he just had really like tall requests for the people working for him, but not in a sense of like, go get me this. In a sense of like, this is what I want to happen with either my show or this event or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I want you guys to figure out how to make that happen. And at first you'd be like, damn, like this is so out of this world. Like there's no way I'm gonna figure this out. And then you figure it out. And so he kind of is like pushing you to do things a little more.
Doesn't he run a cult? Isn't that a thing? That there's like, there's something dark about like a rumor.
His fan base,
is young.
No, they're not young. They're all ages, but
they're not young. They're like 16.
No, they're all ages. They like refer to the fan base, which I believe they call the Echelon, as like they like joke and say like, yes, this is a cult, but
right,
it's just like I would say just like a really strong fan base.
Does he glow in person? I feel like his skin is amazing.
Oh yeah,
like, just the way he looks is crazy.
Always.
He's like 54, I think.
Yeah, and also just like really
amazing
fit and goes climbing in Yosemite just like on a weekend.
Is
whatever.
Is he normal? You know what I mean? Like down to earth?
He's down to earth, but he's not normal. But I don't think anybody at that level is normal.
That's true. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how long did you do that?
That's a T on Jared Leto. I did that for only a year, and then I got let go.
We'll ask maybe us get in person. Into it. Ask us
maybe
person.
We'll get into it at a later
yeah.
podcast day when we actually look into what we can say and not say.
I know.
But
I didn't think about this. This is very run and gun, but
But, and also I don't know if that information is really public or not.
Right.
And if it's not, I'm not allowed, I can't just be like, this is where he lives.
Yes. Well, why do you ever need to know where someone lives? Even if you're the biggest fan in the world. I mean, to be fair, in Toronto, everyone knows where, well, I think he raps about it, where Drake lives, the Bridal Path. And that's like a tourist thing. Like when my friend was from out of town, we like brought, or my friends brought him to
Drake's house.
And you know, you just kind of give a wave and you just stare at the gate.
Is it insane?
Yeah. And there's
it's
no,
gotta be crazy.
I filmed on that street for a project I did and I would just pass it every day and I was like, oh my God. But like the thing is, it's in Canada, there's no such thing as celebrities. He's like the only one, so much so that Drake is the mascot of Toronto. He's not even like a celebrity. He's like, everything is like the six donuts or like whatever. Like he's just like.
He did that to himself though.
But he loves it and everyone loves it.
I know.
Yeah. But
I feel like other people, like Justin Bieber is Canadian.
But Justin Bieber's Canadian, but like he left when he was like 14 or whatever.
He doesn't rep it.
He was barely, like he was just like.
Ryan Gosling. Canadian doesn't rep it.
Same thing, but they left when they were like 14 when they went on.
Doesn't rep it.
I know. You know who does, who I hate? Ryan Reynolds.
Is he Canadian?
Yeah.
I would never have known.
Vancouver. But same thing though. They were like young when they moved.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I don't really rep it either. But I.
Yeah, you do.
But I rep it in my real life, but not on like my what I do.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Like no one knows I'm from Canada.
Right.
Kind of. It's in my bio, but.
Right.
I do love Canada. I love it a lot.
So anyways. I was working on music out there. And then I met people out there, particularly my friend Andrew, who got me really into clothing and just like design in general. And I don't want to say I was like not fashionable, but I definitely started like really paying attention to the way I dress way more after just like meeting him and other people out there. And then I started just like, I bought a sewing machine and just started messing around with customizing clothing. And then it didn't take off by any means, but like I had to learn like Photoshop and Illustrator and all this stuff just to, you know, do these things that I wanted to do with clothing. Mm-hmm. And simultaneously, my friend Dan here in New York was doing the same thing, but with shoes. He was like customizing shoes, doing all this stuff. And for him, it really did take off. He was like overnight kind of blew up. And then when he got out of customizing and decided to manufacture his own shoes, he was like, if you come to New York for the summer and help me build this brand for the summer, you can stay with me. You don't have
What's
to pay
the brand?
Rent. It's called Dybbuk. D-Y-B-B-U-K. And he was like, if you come out here for the summer, you stay with me, you don't have to pay rent. And
I didn't know that.
I'll pay you and we'll figure out like, you know, how to get the clothes side going. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, cool. I could take a break from LA. I'll come out to New York for the summer. And then that was 2021. Mm-hmm. And then I just stayed. I was like, it was also going well. Like, I didn't have any real reason to go back to LA. I even like moved all my shit when I came over here. And now I basically do that like full time with him. And then also, you know, I still make music, but I have my own thing, Trampoline, that I still.
Your own brand.
Put a lot of time into. Mm-hmm. And then. Now motherfucking TikTok and
now we're TikToking baby.
Acting and shit.
For the past month. But it's been fun. And when did Michael's our third, by the way.
Michael came the same time.
We're all dating each other too.
Yeah. Michael came the same time I did.
Yes. But he's like the director and he films everything and our editor and also sometimes makes, he's just like the third one of us, but yeah. He'll make an appearance. We didn't let him on this time because
he can talk.
Michael's it's usually the people behind the camera that are the most quiet. We're the most quiet. He's the loud one of the of the friend group.
Yeah.
Fun. And then now I was gonna ask you something earnest, but I don't whatever. I was gonna say, what about fashion? Like why do you like fashion? Like what's Because I think a lot of people kind of forget that that's also like an art form, mm-hmm. even though it's like you see it all, every people wearing clothes. People wearing clothes most of the time, not in my life.
Yeah.
not in my bedroom. But why? So.
I don't want to say it's like this. The generic answer would be like, it's just a really cool way to express yourself. Mm-hmm. But I think it more so kind of, it lets people know something about me. Mm-hmm. And the type of person that I am, or, you know, my beliefs, I guess, to some degree, based on what I wear. Because a lot of like clothing and brands sort of have like a, I don't know, you have to like kind of align with their philosophy. Like their philosophy is like designers to some degree. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of stuff that I like is like really ironic. Like even like camo is ironic. It's not
and it's really in right now,
but it's cool, mm-hmm. at the same time. And yeah, so it like says something to be seen wearing this, or to see someone else wearing, mm-hmm. something.
Yes, I do know what you mean. And especially in New York, everyone's just like so fashionable. And I think like right now is a time where everyone can wear kind of like anything they want.
Yeah,
where every like, I think being a ironic,
just fell out of my nose.
I didn't see it, but I heard it, and it went like this, dunk. but even like too. We talk about mine too. Mine are so chapped.
It's dry out here.
Yeah,
it's fall.
One of our biggest inspos is like Young Lean, and he kind of started in whatever 2015-14 wearing like
earlier
ironic clothes. Yeah, earlier. And now it's like...
He started his music, maybe I'm wrong about this, and people are going to go crazy in the comments, but his music was ironic.
We get 15 views. Yeah.
There's one comment, and it's about this.
It's about the book.
People are going to go crazy in the comments. They're going to have a debate. But his music started as like kind of being ironic.
Yeah.
Like it was not...
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, but yeah.
Was.
I mean, he was being serious, but it was still ironic. It was like, you know, a Swedish kid making, mm-hmm. like rap music.
Totally.
Whatever. And the way he would like the one song, what's the one that also blew up like
ginseng.
This year? Yeah, Ginseng Strip.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bitches come and go. Yeah,
yeah. That one. He's saying like swag and stuff, which is derivative of Lil B. Also ironic rap.
Arizona Iced Tea. Yeah, I mean, the way I describe my fashion.
We're really smart, by the way. All these things that we're saying are really.
I'm like, we're going to get on there and we're going to be like, bit, and here's a bit, and here's a bit.
Do this.
But
describe
you know
your
what?
Fashion, and then we're
going to be. I've never been earnest online, and it's starting now. And it's starting now.
Let's hear about it, and then. And then let's look at some of the questions that people asked on your Instagram.
My style is, if people don't notice this online, we usually film a couple things in one day, and I go, Kyle, can I wear one of your sweaters? Or I go, Michael, can I borrow a t-shirt? And that's my style. I also like to, this is a thing, this is more serious. I'm so serious right now. I don't like it. But I was going to say is I like to hide my body as a, oh my God, I hate this, but as like a female comedian, because I want people to, I'm not afraid to look ugly. Number one. Number two, I don't want like people to be like, oh my God, like looking at the goods, and I got them. Believe you me, I got them. but I don't want people, it's true. Or like when I do like, we'll get into that too, but like I grew up doing improv and stuff and like have been performing live for mm-hmm. many years. And I have like clothes that I wear just for shows because I just want to like, I don't want anything to come out or like look at me in a certain way. So that's why I have shitty fashion sense.
But then you have to make up for all of that by posting like an Instagram photo where your
for
nipple,
example, when I'm
where
a
your
baddie,
nipple is showing.
Shut. Are you nipple shaming, bro? Are you nipple shaming? Come on. Canceled in the first podcast.
It was a good post.
It's a fire post. Great. Who post. Took them?
Who took those pictures?
You did.
No credit?
No, because we need...
Although, what?
Because we need to be separate sometimes.
I was going to say we kind of need Connery down here to fill that space.
I know. The content.
Yeah.
Specifically the photographs.
Mm-hmm.
As well as... He just puts thoughts in my head, that guy. He makes me look at the world in a different way. Connery, get down here. He actually is. And in November.
I know, but he's
gotta
we'll
get him on the pod.
But he's gotta get down here. He's gotta like stay.
I know.
Montreal head ass.
Well, we'll see how things go. But
bust out that phone and let's see some of these questions.
Let's see some of these questions. Thank you everyone who submitted a question. A lot of them were funny. And I don't like that. Oh, how about leave the jokes to someone who's... How about leave the jokes to me?
Somewhat. How about... Let me pick. You already read all of them. Your humor is so specific. How did you get the idea to start making comedy videos?
God. First, it started... Okay.
But actually...
For real?
Well, because you've always done like the improv stuff live and whatever, but when did you start making...
Videos. I think when videos. Yeah, there was like a time. Yeah, not even that long ago, honestly. I TikTok and stuff. Like I was doing live comedy, specifically improv and sketch, and in Toronto. And I did like Second City, and I was like on an improv troupe in high school and stuff. And yeah, it was always like I did musical theater a lot because it was like the only thing to do in a small town. And then I was like, okay, I would always get like the funny role.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd kill.
Mm.
And I'd kill. And then videos. Yeah, I think I started doing TikTok specifically a year and a half ago maybe. And I got some friends and I was like, can we just like make like 3 or 4 videos in a day and let's just like try, and then they did quite well. And then I'd fall off. I'd like forget to do videos, and then I'd do them again and would try less. And but honestly, I was thinking about like how much the voice has developed. I'm so serious. Just how much your voice develops over time. And what was the question? That my comedy, where does
no,
it come
just,
from?
No. Just how did you get into making like your...
Yeah, I just, it was like an experiment. And that's honestly still how I kind of see it for now. Yeah. It's like, oh, let's just, it's fun. And it's like creatively fulfilling to just like put something out.
Yeah. Do you remember which like TikTok or Instagram post was the first one where you were like, holy shit, like this is...
Oh, viral? That was
not even necessarily viral, but just like... The first time where you got maybe, like if it's TikTok, let's say like...
Followers?
100,000 views.
Yeah,
on one.
It was in that time. Like I did like these, what were the videos? I don't even remember. There was one that was like me singing karaoke to my aunt. Like I was singing like a Rihanna song and then like my neighbor walks in and is like, hey, could you be quiet? Like my baby's sleeping.
You were doing it on like a video.
It was like... That was one of the first ones, and then I did...
That was funny. That was a good one.
Thanks. And then... That was before we met, I think. And then... Oh, my God. I don't even remember. Oh. And then there's this one of my friend Jake and I, and we... And they had an old TV.
Oh, fuck. That's a good one, too.
And we were like, what if we smash it somehow? Like, something... We have this old TV. What can we do with it? And so we did, like a couples moving kind of vlog... With like a Harry Styles song underneath, and then
that was good.
We move, and then the TV breaks. That was pinned for a while because I just loved that one so much. But
can you describe your approach to your sense of humor / biggest comedic influences? Like who kind of
truly the way we make our videos? I'll keep it to this is like we. Usually it's stuff like we laugh when we film. That's what I think is like the key to all of it, is like to actually be enjoying yourself. And we like surprise each other with how we say something, or like a lot of the videos we just keep in takes of like when we are laughing. And I think that's where the magic happens. But and yeah, I think truly it's like a premise of, which is so lame, but like, oh yeah, I have this one video that's like Jenny Tauntauns, where I'm like that server. And I was in Portugal and I saw the server like kneeling, like he like squatted at a table and was taking their order.
Yeah.
And I was like, what kind of server? That's like a specific server.
I did that when I worked in a restaurant.
That's crazy.
Okay. Well, keep in mind, I'm kind of tall.
You would squat and then, you know what I mean? They're like flirty and they're like, oh, like what are you ladies up to tonight?
Well, I wasn't like that, but I worked at like a nice restaurant and I can't like
bend
over and be like, hello.
Well, yes, you can.
Yeah, but it just felt weird because of my height.
So you'd squat.
Yeah. I would just squat down.
And get, no
and get
way.
Down to the table. Yeah, I would.
No way.
I would.
You can't. No.
Especially, not always. Sometimes, listen.
Okay.
Sometimes I wouldn't bend over, but if I couldn't hear them where I was up there, I would definitely I would squat down, just straight up. Especially if it was like an older person.
Would they
older
think
person.
You're hitting on them? I would think if a server's squatting next to me, he's hitting on me.
No. Well, okay. Well, also, the specific restaurant that I'm thinking of where I did this was the restaurant of a retirement home. So it was all old people.
Well, then that's so different.
It's a restaurant.
So different.
It's a restaurant.
No, that's you need to get to their ears. You need to be on ear level.
Yeah.
Yeah, different. And mouth level.
Well,
so
that
they
was
can
the first restaurant
lips.
That I worked at, and maybe that quality of mine as a server just stuck with me when I worked at other restaurants. Okay?
Damn, that is, I did not know that. I think of you very differently now.
Anyway,
so,
who are your comedic influences?
So then I saw that server and then I went, okay. And then my sister was doing her makeup in the other room and I just kept, and I just made up that character. And I just turned the camera, let the magic happen. And then all of a sudden, she's viral. All of a sudden, wow, it's 7,000 likes or you know. In a comedic influences, probably like,
I'm going to ask this question since it's part of it and it's in here. Someone said, your style reminds me of Kyle Mooney's old Good Neighbor sketches.
Yeah.
Is
I love
that
Kyle.
An influence?
Definitely. I love Kyle Mooney so much. And Good Neighbor in general, their YouTube stuff was like game changing for me.
Same.
And College Humor. Oh my God. Honestly, like Will Ferrell, Jack Black. I love Nacho Libre.
You guys know each other, right?
He followed me the other day. It was really cool. Honestly, that I was like, that's sick. But oh my gosh, I love Jamie Dimitro, who's like he's a British. Chris Lilly, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Molly Shannon. I don't know. But also people. Like, I think we send each other a lot of, like, genuine people online who are just characters in their lives. And I'm like, wow, there's people like this that exist, and that's silly to me. And I think a big thing for me is, like, how I'm really just talking.
Keep going. I'm just looking at some of these questions.
How I love when I think now that in comedy, there's jokes. There's like written jokes, which is like totally, I love that style of comedy as well. But now there's kind of like just like characters and more of like having earnest characters and kind of like, for me, it's like what happens when someone is trying to do something, but then they fail, and watching them fail is like really fascinating to me and really funny to me. So that's, does everyone hate me now?
Mm-hmm.
Did you run into your ex yesterday? Someone asked that.
There's no way for me.
Do you have an ex in New York?
No.
You don't? Not really, eh? I don't. Oh. No.
You don't?
No.
I think you do.
I think I might have two, actually. But are they? They don't really count.
Don't say that.
I'll say it. None of them lasted more than 4 months.
Okay.
How long should a relationship last? Well, or like for it to be
forever?
No. I mean, how long should it be for it to count? For me, minimum, like 8 months.
If you ever say my boyfriend or my girlfriend in doing so, then it's a relationship.
I never said the last one. Never said that.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I guarantee you I never said that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go on the record.
Hold on.
Are you dating all your male roommates?
I'm gonna go on the record and say that both your exes are really good guys, and I like them.
Stop. We're not talking.
I'm just saying
they're good guys.
They're good guys, and I like them.
Yeah, I am single,
and I keep up with one of them.
You do, and I don't.
Yeah,
that made me. I was like, as a friend, the fact that you didn't.
I told you. What do you mean I told you?
You didn't tell me.
Yes,
you told
I did.
Me when you had to tell me.
No, I didn't.
Or like there was some situation and you were like, yeah, we keep up. And I was like, he's never reached out to me.
Do you want me to text you and be like, hey?
No, but just don't.
Is this cool? Is this cool?
No, we don't want you to do that, but like.
We have similar interests.
I think everyone can agree that everyone can agree. We have similar interests. He doesn't reach out to me.
But like even when you guys were dating and you weren't here and he was here. He and I would go to.
No, you wouldn't. You went to one thing together.
We went to chess club.
Yes, one. It's quite obvious who it is.
No, it's not.
No worries there.
Nobody knows.
So
he would know if he was watching, of course.
Well, if he is, hey, come hang out.
Get on the pod.
For real.
What's something else?
No better. Okay. Can I hit it from the back? No.
That's actually real.
What is
real.
Your favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, I'll see
what's yours.
One. Guess mine, I'll guess yours.
Go first for me.
Cookie dough.
No.
Wait, no. I went with you. Honey something.
Okay, now that's special because that's from Van Leeuwen.
That's special.
But well, it is. Just because
well,
that's, like,
that's special because I went with Van Leeuwen.
But listen, if we're talking like you just walk, you blindly walk into an ice cream place.
Yeah. Okay, guess mine.
You don't even try any of their flavors. What are you getting?
You're getting vanilla.
No, I'm
chocolate.
Not. No.
You're getting cookie dough is a good guess.
It's not that though. It's kind of close.
What is it?
Cookies and cream.
Oh, really?
You should have known that from the cookie that I like
too.
You're right.
Okay. What's mine?
Pistachio.
No. God, no. I've never even had that. I love pistachios.
Oh, you're like a mint chip.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Mint chip. I get it every time. I love it. Actually, no. I only get it when it's like the bright green. I don't want the like natural like white one. I want it to be like glow in the dark green. So why you little bitch? Okay. Were you ever an Edmonton this summer. I was in Edmonton this summer.
Someone saw you.
Someone saw me there. Oh, do you have any shows coming up in November in New York? I do. November 11th. Saturday, November 11th. It'll be on my Instagram. Come on out. I'm hosting it and doing the whole thing. It'll be really fun. Okay. Here we go. Dream blunt rotation.
Ooh.
Kyle. Come on. This is, come on.
I was just going to say, it'd be like, I can't even say this without laughing because it's just such a stupid joke. But probably like Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson, and like Seth Rogen.
Jesus. That's good.
Just stoners. Three stoners. Yeah. No.
Because that would be funny. As dude, being in a room with Seth Rogen when you're high.
Now you're making.
I would
fun
literally.
Of me.
What?
Now you're making fun of me.
No, I'm not.
Now you're making fun of me.
Okay.
Do you ever like try to figure out which one of those things that we all used to have?
Say that again.
Do you ever try to figure out which one of those things that we all used to have?
Yeah. 100%. Because I had a thing. And then I was trying to figure it out. And then I remembered I had that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same. What about you? Yeah.
I was going to say basically that.
Okay.
So you said it for me.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I like, great.
What's your favorite movie? Only one.
Holy shit. That's a really... Okay. I'll say it.
And it could be just right now.
I've already mentioned it in this podcast.
Nacho Libre.
Nacho Libre changed my life.
Really?
And is... it Nacho Libre, I watched that movie for the first time when I was... I don't know. I was being babysat by somebody. My parents were away for a weekend and I went to this... And I went in to rent a movie and I chose that one because it was like whatever recently out on DVD and she was already sleeping or something. So I was just up watching this movie and I've never laughed out loud at a movie before this moment. And mm-hmm. It was like perfect. Like, I don't know what it was. It was exactly my sense of humor. And I really liked Jared Hess, who also did Napoleon Dynamite. It's also just, I mean, the color schemes, guys, you got to check out Nacho Libre. Is it cancelable? No one's canceled him for doing it.
No, it's fine. No. You're gonna hate this.
Okay.
But
Fight Club.
No. I'm not saying my favorite movie yet. I'm just gonna say that
you've seen it.
I've seen Nacho Libre one time.
And you hate it.
And I just didn't like it. But that's, I was young, fine. And also probably not like, I probably should rewatch it. But in my head, mm-hmm. when I think about Nacho Libre, because Zach loves it, I know so many people who love it, I'm just like, I don't like that movie. But I've only seen it once, and my judgment's based on the one time I saw it when I was like 14 or whenever it came out.
Also, I like movies that are, what's that called, when either you hate it or you love it?
Polarizing?
Polarizing. I'll say that that's a polarizing movie. I'll go that far.
I've got
a
great vocab.
You have a good one. Mm-hmm. And I like it when you explain.
There's another word for that.
What words mean to me.
What's that word?
What?
Having a good vocab.
I don't know.
I should probably know this if I'm going to
having. Oh, yeah. Having dictionary for brain.
No, you've got a good... I feel like it starts with a D.
Oh. Not dialect.
No. It might not start with a D. It might start with something else. Anyway, my favorite movie?
Please.
I have a top five, but I'm going to pick one from the top five that I think is ultimately my favorite. And okay. That's What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Mm. Good one.
It's a great one. And
it's a good one.
It's one of those movies I watched by myself. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, damn.
You like a sad movie.
But it's not, it is sad, but it's also not really that sad. Like, it's not like, it's just kind of one of those like nothing movies. It's just like a moment in time. You see the character of Gilbert
eating a grape.
Change a little bit.
Yeah.
But not that much. But no, specifically Leonardo DiCaprio in that. Yeah. I'm just like so amazing. Convinced of his performance in mm-hmm. that. Have I ever told you the dream that I had about winning an Oscar?
No.
Okay. So I was at the Oscars.
Okay.
Don't know why or what it was for. But I'm at the Oscars and I win lead, whatever,
actor.
Best actor.
Wow.
I won best actor in a feature film.
Okay.
And I was like, holy shit. And I go up on stage, no script written of like what I'm going to say. And I'm looking out and I see everyone standing out there. And I'm like, fuck, this is crazy. And the first thing I say, I get the award and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I say in my dream, I look out and I'm going like this. I say into the mic, where's Leo? And I'm looking. And then I see him and I go like this. I point at him in the dream and I go, you should have won the Oscar for What's Eating Gilbert Grape years ago. You should have won the Oscar. And the fact that you just got it recently is whatever. Like I said something along those lines.
That's a crazy dream.
I know. And then I was like, it's people like you and everyone else that came before and after you, whatever, that have inspired me and allowed me to be up here. And the fact that you didn't win for that is bullshit
insane.
Or whatever.
Insane. That's insane, because that's like a real, I mean, it's not a realistic dream. I mean, you're never going to win best, like, come on.
What? I was just going to say, now when I win an Oscar, I have to do that.
Now when you win an Oscar,
I literally have to do that.
Yeah. Truly, I know, because he did win eventually, Revenant.
I agree.
Young Leo was like the man. I loved him. He's so
The fact that he was nominated for that and did not win
is crazy.
Crazy. Are you going to be in character the whole podcast episode? Nope.
No, and I honestly wish I was, but I feel like that would actually be more draining. But no.
Biggest, well, we're going to answer this one first. Do you and Caucasian James have a crush on each other?
All right, let's spill the tea. Do Caucasian James and I have a crush on each other? I love Caucasian James. He's one of my best friends in LA. We spent most of my time I spent with him.
Do you know his last name?
Yes.
I don't know his last name.
I don't know if I can say it.
Don't say it. Because he's Caucasian James. But yeah, it's just so funny to me.
He's
to
just
like,
James to me.
To be known as like your Twitter handle.
I know. Well, yeah. He was Caucasian James on my phone for so long. And then he got mad one day where he's like, you need to change that. Like, we're friends. And I was like, I know. I just keep whatever the first thing is. And even Michael doesn't have a last name, but you have a last name because you just told, I forget why. But anyways, James is my really good friend and I love him a lot. And he's so cute. And James is, listen, he's a bachelor right now.
Ooh,
he's a bachelor, but no,
he really
never
is.
Dated.
He really is a bachelor.
No, he's great. He's one of the best people I know. He's wonderful.
Mm. Let's see if we can just rip through like quick answer questions. Like just ones that are just like, it doesn't take more
Okay.
Where did you get your Coney 2012 shirt? I got it from the fucking actual Invisible Children website when I was a stupid high schooler because I thought I was making-
I didn't know that.
Because I thought I was making
for
a difference.
For real?
Yep.
That's incredible. That's incredible that you never threw it out. Genius.
Can I date your friend?
Maybe.
Hit the DMs. We'll see what happens. Wave check. It's like
is that what
hair.
That is?
Yeah, wave check.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Can you do a backflip?
No, can you?
No, but I really want to.
You're too old now.
No, that's not true.
I'm gonna
learn a backflip just to
prove me
wrong.
Go for it. Are most of your videos improv?
Yeah.
Yep, they are. They have a little premise and then we just improvise.
Mm-hmm. Some of them
make each other laugh.
What? Yeah, I was just gonna say some of them kind of happen like accidentally even. Excited about the new Big Bang Theory spinoff?
Yes, I am. And I can't, we're having the party. We're doing the Big Bang Theory party.
Right,
and
you're at your place.
And I'm Sheldon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm young Sheldon.
Yep.
Yep. All right, last question.
Okay.
Can I suck your ass? Someone wants to know.
Yep. Can I suck your ass?
No.
No.
You can't. Can they or can you? Did you say, can I?
Can they?
Oh, yeah. I thought you said,
why can't I? I'm someone who knows you.
I know. It's just a little, it'd be weird.
Why?
Because we're friends. You can't suck my ass.
Okay.
If something went wrong and then.
You'd rather a stranger suck your ass than me?
Yeah, because then I could just.
What do you mean? What is that motion?
Kick him to the curb.
Oh, I thought you were like.
Like they do it. No, they do it, and then it's like, okay, that was weird, but I don't have to see you ever again.
But if I did, you'd be like, you want to get breakfast?
Yeah, and I'd look in your teeth, and there'd just be a bunch of.
Okay, all right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week, you guys.
Also, the tentative name of this is. 3, 2, 1.
What is it? I was gonna say sensitive. What is it? Never mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. You just said it.
All right, that's number two. One.
Never mind.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in.
And please, next time, you guys gotta
check it out.
And subscribe and like and comment. And if you have any questions for us, here's a message from our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. We have no sponsors. Please sponsor us. And please comment down below any questions that you have. And we'll get better at this. That was fine.
That was good.
Yeah.